15, I'm sorry. Oh, I left somebody out.
Sharks. You left out the sharks.
A public hearing. It's to consider proposed amendments to the regulation pertaining to sharks. To allow federal waters landings of spiny dogfish during the time period of May 1, 2010 through April 30, 2012, to serve as a basis for harvesters to continue participation in the limited access fishery. This is an often visited item by the commission. Limited entry fishery was created for spiny dogfish in 2009 and has been before the commission quite a few times since. And so I think even the newest commission members are somewhat familiar with this fishery. And it'll be before you again as FMAC continues to look at ways to reduce overcapacity and latent effort in this fishery. With that said, at the April 23rd meeting of this year, a public hearing was held with a recommendation from Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee to further limit entry in this fishery so that any participant that already had a limited entry permit would be required to have landings for the 2010-2011 and the 2011-2012 seasons. So that's where the May 1, 2010 through April 30th, 2012 comes from. So if they showed that they had at least 1 pound of landings during that time period, they would continue to be eligible for the permit and continue to participate in the fishery. This fishery is somewhat unique amongst Virginia fisheries in that you're required to sell your harvest or your catch to a federal dealer. So landings are being processed through a federal dealer. It's a federally permitted species. Federal dealers are then required to report those landings. They report them weekly. In Virginia, all the federal dealers use a system set up by ACCSP called the acronym is SAFIS, and I'll leave it at that. When the limited entry permit for spiny dogfish was originally created, there was a special subcommittee that met, and it was their recommendation that part of the original qualifying criteria would require landings in Virginia for the time period of 2006 through 2008. But they wanted those landings to be documented on the commission's mandatory harvest reporting system, through the mandatory harvest reporting system of Virginia. They weren't interested in federal landings at the time. Because of that, 490 was worded such that any of that original qualifying criteria would have to come through the commission's mandatory harvest reporting system. When the commission amended this regulation in April of this year to include additional landing years, that wording remained in place. And the May 1, 2010 through April 30th, 2012 landings were worded such that it required to be on mandatory harvest reporting forms. However, once staff notified all individuals that were no longer able to participate in this fishery because they did not have harvest on mandatory harvest reporting forms, 5 individuals contacted staff and said, "We have been active in this fishery. We were told that as long as we had at least 1 pound of landings, we were okay." Looking back, it is true that the 5 individuals that contacted us did have landings through the federal dealer reporting system. Staff believes that it was the intent of the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee and through staff's recommendation in April that as long as there was activity in the fishery, whether through whether the documentation came through the federal dealer system or through mandatory reporting system, that they should be able to continue to participate in the fishery. The amendment that stands before you today is on, excuse me, I should have this a little bit quicker here. It's on page 9 of 11 of the draft regulation. Hopefully takes care of this fact so that the exception does allow that the federal dealer documentation through the federal dealer reporting system will include all permittees, these active permittees back into the fishery. This is a public hearing. There have been no written public comments, but as I mentioned, all five individuals that did qualify under this have contacted staff and are looking for support. And staff recommends adding this amendment.
Are these the five individuals, they have a long history in the fishery?
In fact, yeah, they do, and that's why this is an important fishery to all five. I mean, as soon as the letter arrived, you know, that day, the day after it was mailed, all five individuals contacted me.
Questions, Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we know that it's just five individuals, or is that how many have contacted you, or have you been run the two databases beside each other?
It was going through the entire federal database.
Okay.
If there were any other MRC IDs that didn't show in our system.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to speak to this matter? Yes, sir.
My name is Ford Gibbs. I'm a commercial fisherman. I've been fishing for 45 years. I fish all up and down in North Carolina.
State your name again.
Floyd Gibbs. I'm one of the five people that's still in this loophole. And we reported our stuff like the staff said reported. If you're outside 3 miles, you're not supposed to be reporting in Virginia on Virginia report slips. So we reported on federal stuff, and they wind up taking our permit away from us because of that. And we were doing it. I mean, we've contacted this office several times and had a report. And they said if you're fishing outside 3 miles, do not report on Virginia reporting point. And that's what we did. We didn't report that. So that, you know, we need that permit. We helped me and a few more fishermen from North Carolina help Virginia get the quota that they have now, the percentage, by coming up here fishing. And they're taking the permits away. I don't understand it. I don't understand why they would do that. They said it was industry driven. I have not talked to one fisherman that has a landing permit for spiny dough fish is interested in taking other people's permits away from them. I don't know where that came into. The staff, I've talked to Joe Griffiths on several different occasions, and he said the staff had no, they didn't care one way or the other about it, really. That it was people in the industry that was forcing this issue. They wanted to get it from down to 75, and then they said they were going to come back on a later date and try to get it to 40 fishermen or 45 fishermen. Is all could land spotted dough fish in the state of Virginia. I mean, you didn't even catch the quota up this year with all the people participating in it. And now they're trying to cut it down. And I don't understand why they would want to do that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Anything else, Joe?
To one of Mr. Gibbs' items. He's absolutely right that the way they were reporting, which is, you know, once their landings were sold to a federal dealer who would do the reporting for them, they informed the MRC through mandatory reporting that's how their records are coming in. So there was no misreporting in any of this.
So that
Mr. Fox,
the proposed action would take care of his concern.
Yes. That's correct, yes, at this point in time. Right.
That's what I understood.
I believe that Mr. Gibbs' other concern is, as I mentioned, this is still an item that FMAC is looking at to continue to reduce latent effort in this fishery. And to that extent, Mr. Gibbs feels that, you know, there shouldn't be any other cuts made.
But once he's qualified again, he will not be latent effort at all. I mean,
that's correct.
He'll be active.
That's correct.
So, the second debt funder that comes up before your commission, I might not be out. I mean, I would be active, but I might not be qualified because they're standing trying to get different qualifications for the city. And I don't understand why, if you can't catch a quota up with, say, 100 boats, why would you want to cut it down to 40? If the 100 boats aren't catching the quota up, you know 40 times. Unless you have more quota damage, the fishery isn't in any danger whatsoever. They're steadily, each year, the federal government is giving each state more quota each year.
Well, those issues are still being debated by a lot of industry members. There's nothing in front of us today to further limit entry in the fishery. In fact, we're adding five people here today. So, in that sense.
I would agree with staff.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the market for this fishery is still in a transitional period. They just got Marine Stewardship Council certification, which should help the processors in the long run regain some market share in Europe, but that's going to take a significant amount of time. So the market itself at the processing level has been limiting the landings. But you know, whatever final numbers arrived at in FMAC needs to reflect some longer-term goals for the management of the fishery. But right now everything's in transition because of the market condition. So.
Any final questions? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries 5-0.